If you have the new Apple iPod Video, fifth generation iPod, it's the white one with a nice color screen, you know already that you can play video on this device and enjoy it on an airplane, in the bus station, hanging around at work, wherever you want. It's really a terrific device. Lots of people, though, don't understand or haven't realized yet that you can also use this device and plug it into your television and enjoy video that way, too. Now, you have a couple different options for doing this. Apple does sell AV cables for about $20 that you can buy at the Apple Store, and they're very beautiful white cables. They look great, and you can plug one end into your iPod and the other three jacks into your television, make a few setting adjustments on the iPod, and start enjoying video right away. It looks pretty good considering that you're taking a very small video and essentially projecting it onto a television screen. However, you may already have a cable around the house right now that you can use and save yourself the $20. On Mac Dev Center, one of our writers there, Erica Sadoun, wrote a really nice piece about how to use existing camcorder cables for your iPod video. The trick is you have to know how to plug them in. Most camcorder cables look just like the video that comes with the iPod. It has one jack on one end that goes into the iPod, and then it has three color jacks on the other end that connect to your TV. The difference is you plug the jacks in differently than you would if you were plugging it into your camcorder. Here's the key. You plug the red RCA plug into your TV's yellow jack. You plug the yellow RCA plug into your TV's white jack. And you plug the white RCA plug into your TV's red jack. I know this seems counterintuitive, but it actually allows you to use just about any camcorder cable that you may have around the house to connect the iPod to your TV. I'm going to go over that one more time just so you can get it right. You take the red RCA plug and put it in your TV's yellow jack. You take the yellow RCA plug, put it in your TV's white jack. And you take the white RCA plug and you put it in your TV's red jack. Most of the time, this will lead to you being able to play video from your iPod onto your TV. Now make sure that when you set up your iPod, that you go to the menu setting, select TV out so that you send the signal instead of to the iPod screen to your television screen. After that, you should be ready to go. Set your TV for the video input because you don't want to be watching CNBC or whatever. Set it to your video input, press play on the iPod, and you should be ready to go. Hope you enjoy movies on your TV today from your iPod. Take it over to a friend's house and share the fun.
You've been listening to a podcast with Derek Story. Derek is the editorial director for the O'Reilly Network. He also runs O'Reilly's Mac Dev Center and digital media sites. He's the author of Digital Photography Hacks and Digital Photography Pocket Guide 3rd Edition. And he co-authored iPhoto 5, The Missing Manual with David Pogue, all published by O'Reilly. You can listen to more of Derek's podcasts at digitalmedia.oreilly.com.